Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Very excited to be talking about some activities that are taking place in my very own hometown, Coloma. And per promise, I already covered the 5K with you.
Yep.
Now we're going to cover some additional fun that Coloma has to offer on St. Patrick's Day. Now, I know you. I know your family.
That's right.
I know you're in the same hometown, but they don't know you. So can you introduce yourself and let everyone know how you're involved with this?
I will. I'm Shanna Knievis from the North Berrien Community Development, Coloma Water Bleat Chamber. But for this hat, I wear the St. Patrick's Day Committee.
Fantastic. Okay, so if anyone wants to learn more, maybe they're listening from Water Bleat, Coloma, and want to learn just more about the chamber, just the easiest way to do so?
Yep, you can just get on the website if you'd like at coloma-watervliet.org. Very easy. Or call me on my cell anytime. Time and I will fill you in at 757-2457.
Fantastic. So being on the St. Patrick's Day, I guess, can we call it committee?
Yes. Yes.
Some of the things that you have to plan are, of course, the big one, the lighted parade at night, which I think has become a big thing the last few years.
It is. And probably the only change this year that people want to be aware of, that's why I put it in such big letters on everything, numbers, is that we have bumped the parade a half hour later to 8:30. Okay. Because of the time change.
Oh, there you go.
Not because we needed it to be super, super dark, but we just, okay. You know, it's going to be a different thing than last
okay.
year.
Okay, there you go. So, yes, if you have never been to Coloma for St. Patrick's Day, not only do they offer the parade that's going on at nighttime, and we'll get into the details of that in just a second, but there's things going on really throughout the majority of the entire day that you can participate in.
Yes.
So I'll be there kicking off the day. Let's just start from the beginning, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Being that St. Patrick's Day falls on Saturday, this is kind of even more convenient.
It's just so fun when we actually have it on the 17th. It just kind of, people kind of get into it. And I know that you guys have already talked about the run, so we don't have to go over that, but please do sign up for that. There's still time. But then the library, they're so kind. Every event pretty much that we have in Coloma, they do their book sale, and that is so popular. People just love that. So come on out for that. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is their hours, basically, at the library that day.
Okay.
And then they also do a children's story and craft hour that from 1 to 2 for the young ones.
If you've never been to the Coloma Library, it is amazing. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Going into downtown Coloma, I'm trying to familiarize with anybody. I just know where everything is. So I'm like, yeah, it's right there. You're going to come to the very last intersection and take a left, and it'll be right there to your left-hand side. So again, that book sale is open between 10 and 2, and then the children's story hour and craft is from 1 to 2. So that would be a great one to take the kids to.
It is, and they do a great job. It's usually like an Irish folktale, you know, story, and kids love that. And then they get to do some fun Irish-type craft. And then we usually hand out a little gold dollar coin or two to whoever's participating. So, and then I believe they usually do a small treat. So.
Okay, there you go. Yep. So that's something that's going on in the middle of the day that you can enjoy with the kids. And then we have, this is going to be fun, scavenger hunt. That's happening at the North Berrien Historical Museum.
Yes.
If you are unfamiliar with this, Kristen, you hear from her now. She comes in and tells you about what they do every month. So she plans a lot of their events over there. This is the place that's right across the street from Coloma High School.
Yes, it is. Yep, just came from a meeting there. It's such a lovely place to visit if there's not anything going on related to St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, come on out. This is their second year in a row that they've done the scavenger hunt, and it is free for the young kids, 6 and old. Over, I think, is probably, you know, the best age.
Okay.
But it is a self-guided one. So it's not going to be a long, drawn-out thing if you don't have a lot of time. It's from 2:30 to 4:30, so you're going to have time to get through it and maybe find that pot of gold.
Yeah, so that's, I'm going to read this flyer if that's okay. So they are celebrating, again, this is happening at the North Berrien Historical Museum between 2:30 and 4:30, which is actually perfect, because what you can do is head to the library.
Yes.
And then head to the museum. Their self-guided scavenger hunt around the museum to try to find this hidden pot of gold, and along the way you're going to learn, that's the whole idea, right? You're going to learn more about the Irish American history, and Kristen's great about that, so I think this will be pretty fun. And as she said, six up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So come ready for that and learn something along the way. And then if you have any questions, feel free to just call the museum for that. It's 468-3330. Or you can just head to their website, and Kristen's email is listed there as well. So that's what's happening St. Patrick's Day in Coloma from 2:30 to 4:30. And now I see something pretty yummy on the list.
Yes. They have their Clomer United Methodist occasionally, not every year, but we're lucky this year. They're doing an Irish stew dinner. I don't have the cost on this flyer, but you can contact them if you'd like to know that. But I know that it benefits the food pantry.
Oh,
but from 5 to 6:30.
Now, which one is Clomer United Methodist?
It's the one right, you can almost see it's kitty corner from the library. So you're right there at the intersection. They've got the big parking area and the big, beautiful gazebo and yard area.
Okay, and I think they normally offer parking for a small price as well for parade.
For Glad Peach, yes, yep, because it always goes for a good cause. And now they have electronic sign, I've noticed recently.
There you go. Okay, so you can enjoy some Irish stew dinner. Again, that is Clomer United Methodist Church between 5 and 6:30. Mm-hmm. Still giving you plenty of time before the lighted parade starts at 8:30, so I would suggest maybe checking out the friendly, easy street.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We're so blessed to have yummy places right in the downtown.
Downtown.
That's right.
Okay, and then let's go into the fun. Wait a minute. Window display contest in the meantime.
Yeah, if you're in downtown Clomer and you want to decorate your window, obviously there's no cost to enter this, but you could win $150 worth of advertising from Tri-City Record, which is, our hometown paper. We're so proud of it.
Yeah.
So there's still time to enter that. And I tell you, if you decorate your window and don't enter, we're still going to walk down the street and judge, so that you may win that.
Well, for the general public, I think this is also kind of cool, just go and see some of the designs that people come up with and put on their windows.
It really is. And if the weather holds out, and we know what the weather was like today, all cold and snowy.
I just knocked on wood. We're good.
We really hope that Public Works is going to be able to put that green stripe downtown.
Yep.
Weren't able to do that last year, but we're hoping.
So we need it to be a nice and dry
we do.
Day. Okay?
We do. Yep.
So then we have the lighted parade, and that starts again at 8:30. And I really want to stress that the public can come to this, but also if you want to participate, you'll take them right up to the day.
We really will. We'll take you right up to the day. And I want to stress this because I get emails about this every year. There is no cost to enter this. But I think they get confused because you might win some money by entering this.
Okay. So you have the chance to win money, but you do not have to pay anything to participate in the parade. What kind of entries do you accept?
There's a municipal, there's adult, there's youth, and we have floats. It's like marching unit, floats, just different things. Clomer Marching Band's always there. Roy, so proud of them. They do very well. And, just come on out. And like you say, there's an application on the Chamber's website, or you can just call and we'll get you set up.
What's the website?
Clomer-WaterVallee.org.
Clomer-WaterVallee.org. Yep. To give you an example, too, our sister station, Cozy, is in the parade. They just put a vehicle right into the parade. I also had some of the guys from the Clomer American Legion in a few weeks ago.
They were
excited to be a part of the parade. So maybe if you have a group, an organization, even we'll see some of the local community queens in this as well. So that'll just give you an example, if you aren't participating, who you will also see as a part of the parade.
Last year was very chilly and we still had about 30 entries.
Okay.
So we're hoping, we've had years literally where it's been 80 degrees and then others where you've got three coats on. I've looked ahead, not saying it's true, but they're saying that it's going to be like 53.
That would be like perfect.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Well, let's hope that it stays that way. Again, we are talking about the Clomer St. Patrick's Day. It is the lighted evening parade. You said it's 30 minutes later this year, so it used to be at 8.
Yep, okay. Used to be at 8:30 this year.
So now it is at 8:30. Mm-hmm. And now following the parade, what are we doing?
Yeah, because you're lining up at the fire station, if you're participating in the parade, if you just want to come down and watch everybody line up, that's right at the fire station. But then afterwards, if you want to come see the awards, whether you've participated or not, the Ladies Auxiliary is going to make some cocoa for us, and then the committee itself will provide some cookies.
Okay, fantastic. So that's happening afterwards. And then, again, if you want to be a part of the parade, you said lineup takes place at the fire station?
Yeah, about 7:30. Yep. If you have a bigger entry and you want to come early, we're going to be there from 7 on. But and that's where, prizes are going to be given away at the end. And
What are the prizes for the most? Can you give me an example of some of the awards you're giving away? Lighted, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping that everyone's...
So this is the general idea. Make sure that you have, your lights on.
Kind of light up. I mean, it can be frustrating. Like, we had a one of our entries last year, they had to at the last minute back out because all of a sudden their lights wouldn't work.
Oh,
but, you want to be able to be well lit in the parade.
Yeah.
But we just get sometimes with the cutest kids, sometimes maybe on a pony or in a wagon all lit up or
cute.
Just whatever. But we're... it's fun. Okay. It's like a kickoff to spring, in our opinion.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, this is something, too, that I know Coloma and the surrounding area really look forward to going to. So if you don't have plans for St. Patrick's Day, I think we just gave you some. I'm going to run through top to bottom real quick, too. So this is happening on the Saturday, which is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. The 5K is going to kick off at 9. Registration opens at 8 o'clock. That's at the Coloma Township Hall. I'll be running in that. See if you can beat my time. How about that? we have the book sale going on at Coloma 10 to 2, and that's in combination with the Children's Story Hour and Crafts from 1 to 2. Scavenger Hunt, North Marion Historical Museum from 2:30 to 4:30. And both of those are completely free. I guess all of this is completely free, right?
Great.
Everything.
Awesome.
This is the one thing that is not, though. The Irish Stew Dinner, if you want to participate in that, that's happening at the Coloma United Methodist Church between 5 and 6:30. And you said the proceeds from that go back to the food kitchen.
Yes, food pantry. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, too, that would then be the perfect segue to, I guess, go and check out some of the local places downtown Coloma has to offer.
Exactly. And then, you know, the couple hours right until the parade, the radio's going to be down there, and they're going to be at Gemini Fun and Games. I wanted to give them a shout out because we're so grateful that they're letting us do that. Yeah. And then there's other sponsors that sponsor that. So
I'm glad that
you
brought that up. Super Hits 103.7, that is our sister station. So for the opportunity maybe to even be on the radio yourself, go down there, find Paul, and tell him what you love about, you know, the parade.
That's right. And it's a nice, big, warm spot to go in and talk to him on the radio.
There you go.
Yep.
And then the parade will start at 8:30. Again, if you would like to participate in the parade or even just learn more, am I remembering this right? Coloma-Waterville.org.
Perfect.
And where we can call you for questions.
Yep, 757-2457.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks for coming in to tell me all about
it. Thank you.
And thanks for making this come together. It's something that we all look forward to every year.
We love it. Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.